I think it'd be wise for us to understand this morning that I'm glad we're saved. But I'm telling you, to be caught in an off moment and miss the rapture of the church. Amen. What a horrible thing that would be. Amen. But it don't have to happen. But God help us. Jesus said, watch. Watch. You do not know the hour when the Lord's coming. Watch. And then he said, be also ready. Be ready. Watch and be ready. Amen. God help us do that. James, 1st chapter, verse number 26. If any man among you seem to be religious and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction and to keep himself unspotted from the world. And Father, this morning we thank you for the reading of your word. Grant to us, Lord, that unction of the Holy Ghost that will make the difference right now as we endeavor to stand here, God, expound the word of God. I pray, Lord, that it find a place, God, in our hearts, our lives, God, in our souls, Lord, and it would stir us, shake us, and move us, God, and cause us, Lord, oh God, to be that you would be honored with. I ask it in the name that is above every name, and that is the holy name of Jesus. And a lot of good people said, amen. God bless you this morning. Thinking about this text here, if God would help us just a little while. I want to speak just a little while on pure religion. Pure religion. Amen. It's hard to find folks that are not religious anymore. As a matter of fact, it's been said, and I agree with the idea behind the statement that there's a whole lot of folks that we could probably help get saved. But before we ever do, we got to help them get lost. We got to help them understand that they're lost. Amen. I'm saying religion is a wonderful thing. It can be a tremendous thing. But otherwise, religion can be the most damnable and the most deceptive thing that a person could get a hold of. I mean, nothing will soothe the soul like religion. Amen. Nothing pacifies. Amen. And coddles, amen, the soul and the heart of a man like religion. Amen. And that's why you can meet people that are involved in all manner of things, even sinful things. And they can tell you with a very comfortable mind that I'm saved, amen. I mean, I go to church and I'm a part of this church and I and all that. But it's more than that. I'm telling you, what people's got to understand is, amen, there is, amen, a vainness, a worthless religion. Huh? Now, we know this morning as we would look at the different... I got a book at the house. I've had it for, I don't know, probably 30 years or better. Chaos of the Cults is the name of the book. And it's got just several different of the cults listed in that. And it gives a chapter like on each one and some of the background. And we know that them people are just, they're lost. They're blind and they've been misled and they're lost. And I understand that. Amen. I realize people today, they're involved in those religions. They're lost. But that's not what James is talking about right here. I mean, there may be people in the Christian, under the umbrella of the Christian church, amen, that believe in the deity of Christ, believe in the Trinity, the Godhead, believe in the Holy Ghost, amen, believe in a lot of right things, and still if they're not careful, the religion can become worthless. Now, I want you to look what he's saying here, amen. First of all, understanding that God has so designed salvation that it encompasses the whole man. Every fiber, every aspect of our being, our heart, mind, soul, everything, amen, is encompassed within salvation. Amen. I mean, if you say, I got saved, and that much is stuck out under the blood, you lost. Huh? Huh? You're lost. Amen. Come on here now. I mean, you got to get it all under the blood. Amen. Now, don't you listen to what James is saying here. Amen. Realizing that salvation, amen, is designed to affect the whole man. And if any part of our life is not under the control of the Spirit of God, then there's a problem in our life. I mean, you hear people say, well, that's just me. You better get rid of that me. Huh? Well, that's just the way I am. You better get rid of the way that you are. Come on here now. Well, that's just my nature. You ain't supposed to have your nature no more. You're supposed to take on the nature of Christ. Amen. Well, that's just the way I was raised. God ain't raised you that way, and now you're His, young'un. You're His now. Come on here now. You've been adopted. You've been brought into the family of God. You don't belong to the world anymore. I'm telling you. Amen. Sanctification's got to become a reality in our life. We got that old man must be crucified and done away with. Come on here now. You can't coddle that old man. You can't pacify him. You can't feel sorry for him. You got to kill him. You got to crucify him. They that are Christ have crucified the flesh and the affections thereof. Amen. I mean, you got to get rid of it. I mean, if there's any part of you that you're having a problem with, you got to get it under the blood. Listen, the church is for a couple things. First of all, naturally, the church is for salvation. It's for us to come. Listen, you get saved at home. You can get saved beside the bed. You can get saved beside the couch. You can get saved beside the rocking chair. You can get saved sitting behind the steering wheel of your car. You can get saved out kneeling beside a pine tree, as far as that goes. But there ain't no better place to get saved than the altar in the house of God. I mean, it's probably the best place. Amen. But with that said, amen, that ain't all the church is for. It is to help us get saved, but then it is to instruct us in the ways of righteousness. Amen. Come on here now. Amen. So this whole man, the Apostle Paul tells us in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, he said, "In the very God of peace, sanctify you wholly." And that word holy there is not H-O-L-Y, it's holy, W-H-O-L-L-Y, which means entirely, completely, fully. Amen. I pray the very God of peace sanctify you completely, entirely. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. I mean, every aspect of our life has got to get in here, got to get under the blood, got to get it under control. Amen. Now, here in this first text that we read, this first verse that we read here, amen, the Apostle James, there's two types of religion he's talking about here. Sister Beasley, the first one, he said, ain't worth a nickel. Now, that's a Southern commentary. It's worthless. It's useless. Amen. It's deceptive. Amen. It'll send you to hell. You're lost. Amen. Come on here now. Amen. He said, if any man among you seem to be religious, if anybody goes through the acts of religion and, you know, the different ceremonies of religion, you know, they pray. They maybe raise their hand. Huh? Amen. Sing. Shout. Amen. I mean, they seem to be religious. I mean, they go through all the facets of religion and act religious and appear to be very religious. Amen. But don't you listen to what he said. Amen. He said, and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart. This man's religion is vain. It's worthless. Amen. Ooh. Of all the members of our body, the one that'll trip you up quick is this one right here. Huh? Right there. I mean, the apostle talks to us, he said, you know, with the same mouth, amen, we bless God and we curse man. Huh? Come on here now. And that's right. These things ought not to be so. Amen. He talks about, listen, the Bible tells us, amen, that we should not speak evil of our brother. Huh? Amen. Vain religion. Vain religion. I mean, seem to be religious, blindeth not his tongue, but deceived his own heart. and deceives his heart because, amen, there's that unchecked part of his life that he's not been willing to bring under subjection to the Holy Ghost. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I've said this before, and I'm pastoring this morning. I'm not evangelizing right here. I'm pastoring this morning. Amen. I hope we have an evangelistic service tonight, but we're going to have a pastoral service this morning. Shout with me right here. Huh? Amen. Come on now. Amen. That relieves me of a lot of pressure right there. It really does. Because you're probably going to shout with me this morning anyhow. Huh? But I'm going to preach what I feel like God's talked to me about. Amen. This right here, amen, tongue, amen, getting this tongue under the blood and getting it sanctified and keeping it under control. I tell you that, it means something. I thank God for the Holy Ghost. Huh? I tell you, I thank God for the Spirit of God. Just a few services ago, you was here that first Sunday night of this year. I tell you, I felt like running. I felt like shouting. I felt like dancing. I don't know. I felt good. Amen. I felt the Spirit of rejoicing. Amen. And there have been times, Brother Freddie, I felt the Spirit of God just deal with me. Amen. Raise your hand. Shout, run. Amen. God. But I'm telling you tonight, or this morning, amen, there have been times in my life, amen, that same Holy Ghost, that same Spirit of God, amen, has spoke to my heart and said, you hush. You get quiet. Come on. Now people say, well, the Holy Ghost ain't never done that to me. Amen. Well, there might be a reason for that. Amen. But I'm telling you, the Spirit of God, amen, will tell you sometimes, you just get quiet. Huh? You save your comment because it ain't needed. Huh? Woo! Amen. You save your commentary because it's not needed right here. Amen. Amen. Pure religion. Amen. That's what I'm after. Now, I don't want no worthless religion. Now, James here is just talking about one way a man's religion can be worthless. And I'm telling you, stay with me right here. Amen. I don't care how long your sleeve is. I don't care how much you say, I ain't never done this, ain't never done that, ain't never been here, ain't never been there, ain't never been part of that, ain't never done that, don't have nothing to do with it, I hate it, blah, blah, blah. Amen. No matter how long your list is, amen, if you go off and backbite your brother, talk evil of your brother, amen, come on here now, you got a problem that could keep you out of heaven. Come on here now. Now, this ain't I'm telling you what the Bible's saying right here. Amen. He said, you seem to be religious, but you can't keep this thing right here. Pull back and bridle. What bridle means? It means to curb or to control. Amen. Rein in. Amen. I'm telling you, there have been a lot of young people, young converts. I just said it that way because regardless of age, young converts have been brought into the house of God. They made an earnest start. They wanted to go to heaven. They wanted to live right. Amen. And some wiggle-waggle right here cut them, slashed them, and killed them. Now they're gone. They're lost. They're backslid. They're back in the world. And some of those same people still sitting around churches all over the country, and they think they're going to heaven. They ain't. They ain't going. Come on here now. Come on here. James said their religion is in vain. It's worthless. It's useless. Amen. I don't want it to be a part of my life, amen, that every time I have a conversation with somebody, I got to talk about somebody. I mean, listen, talk about the weather. Huh? I mean, that's a conversation. You ain't got to sit around and talk about folks. Run folks down. And listen, amen, I'm telling you, amen, I was telling my wife, I think, yesterday, amen. There is a human weakness, frailty, to jump to conclusions. And when we see somebody doing a certain thing or acting in a certain way, we just write off the reasoning behind all that, and it might not have nothing to do with what we're thinking. And I've been around some folks; their mind is so geared to, they're always thinking the absolute worst of every situation. It's always worse. I mean, it can't nothing ever be good about nothing. Everything's got to be the worst in the world about everything. Well, James said here, and you better watch this thing right here. Amen. Because I'm telling you, if you don't get that thing there under control, amen, your religion is in vain. Amen. In vain. I mean, worthless. That's what vain means. It's worthless. If I were to hand you this morning, amen, I don't know how many there, I know you have, amen, seen these play money. And some of it looks pretty real. Sometimes odd size or whatever. Amen. But if I were to hand you a $1,000 bill or $1 million bill, I don't care how good it looked, you take that down to the store. And so now I get my grocery bag, I'm going to fill this thing up, and you get it right at the counter, and you throw that thing down, and they're going to look at you, and they're going to say, yeah, right. You are playing, aren't you? No. Somebody gave this to me, and that's what I want to get my groceries. I say, you're not getting them here. Amen. Why? Because that's in vain. You've heard the cliche, it ain't worth the paper that it's printed on. It ain't worth the ink it took to print it. Amen. In vain. Listen, I ain't interested in a religion that ain't worth nothing. And James right here in two verses, amen, he's packing a punch here, two sides. First of all, he's telling us, amen, what ain't worth nothing. And that kind of religion, amen, if we can't get everything under control, he said it's in vain. It's in vain. God help us right here. But then on the other side, he said, now there's another kind of religion that you can get. And that's pure religion. Pure religion. I'm telling you, if you're planning on going to heaven, this is the kind you got to get right here. You got to have pure religion. Pure religion, he said, and undefiled before God and the Father. I mean, something that will keep you in the day of judgment. And I ain't talking about the judgment of people. I'm talking about the judgment of God. Because I tell you, there's people that will never pass the judgment of nobody, but they'll pass God's judgment. But there's people that will pass everybody's judgment, but they'll never pass God's judgment. But he said, now pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father. Now James here is going to talk to us just about a little bit of what it is. There's a whole lot more to it. But James is going to identify a couple things here for us. Amen. Pure religion. I want pure religion. Now listen to what he talks about. He said, pure religion is this. And there's just two things here he's going to talk about. The first thing he said is to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction. Literally what he's saying there, if you've got pure religion, it ain't all about you. Huh? You recognize, you realize there's something and there's somebody in this world other than you. There's something about pure religion that gives us a burden and a heart and a care and a love and a concern for somebody besides ourselves. Come on here now. Amen. Joy. Amen. The word joy has been broken down like this. Joy simply means Jesus first, others second, and yourself at the end of the line. Amen. A pure religion. Pure religion, amen, is when you have a concern for somebody else. When you see, come on here now, here he's talking about the widows, the fatherless and the widows. People, listen, this world is not a fair world. There's people today, amen, that have fallen in circumstances that were beyond their control. They had nothing to do with. Amen. Come on here now. I'm glad my mom and dad, guys, were saved when we were young. Went to church for a few years, then backslid. And so I grew up in that atmosphere, a backslider's home. Amen. But I never did forget, Brother James, those few years, that little while as a child that we went to the house of God. Never got away from it. Amen. Was just there, just a couple years, whatever. But I never did get away from that. Amen. Little vacation Bible school and those kind of things. I remembered that all of my life beyond that till I got saved. Amen. But there in that, being raised, amen, pretty much whatever. Amen. Went, come on here now, to a certain point. Amen. We just lost sinner people. Come on now. Amen. But there have been children that have been raised by drunkards and drug addicts, amen, and God haters and everything else. No, it wasn't fair. Amen. They didn't get the same balance that other people's got. Amen. And I'm telling you, God said, if you've got pure religion, you've got a concern for them. You've got a love for them. You've got to care for them. Come on. It's one thing to look down our nose, amen, at people, amen, and say, won't you look the way they're living, look the way they're acting, amen. But it's another thing to have a burden for them and a heart, amen, to desire to see them do better. Amen. Pure religion. Pure religion. To visit the fatherless and the widows in their affliction. You can't have pure religion and realize that there's people that are suffering and you could do something about it and you won't do nothing. Huh? I mean, you're sitting there, you got plenty to eat, and you mean to tell me you're going to let somebody right beside you be hungry? And you got pure religion? Huh? Come on now. Amen. Now listen, you can't write enough checks. And we, all of us combined, ain't got enough money to solve everybody's problems. Because I don't care if you have billions of dollars, you'll run out of money before you run out of problems. Huh? Every time. That ain't always the answer. But I'm telling you, brother, there's got to be a concern. Amen. A love. That's part of what the Christian faith is about. Amen. Is that people love each other. Amen. Jesus said, this commandment I give you, a new commandment. I'm going to lay this out for you. He said, love one another as I have loved you. Love one another. As a matter of fact, he went even further. He said, by this shall they know that you're mine. This is going to be one of the identifying factors in your life. Amen. That you love one another. Come on here now. I mean, you got care. Listen, this is the beauty about the house of God. That's why I've told people, amen, many times on the phone, there'll be people wanting something. Amen. And I've told people over and over. Amen. One of the first questions I ask is, where do you go to church? Where do you go to church? And most time is, I don't go to church. I don't go to church at all. And the beauty about going to the house of God, amen, he said, if one member suffers, we all suffer. Huh? I mean, right here in this little church, Brother David, there have been times, amen, people have been in hospital, been out of work, different things. And I'm telling you, we're just poor folks. I mean, just rally up, amen, and say, hey, we'll do what we can. Amen. And knowing without a shadow of a doubt, amen, if we had a need, all we had to do is say, I got a need. I got a need, amen. And it wouldn't be, oh, man, is you again, or is it? It's, no, sir, amen. Just glad to jump in and do everything. Come on here now. Come on. Jesus said, pure religion undefiled before God and the Father is this. Visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction. You got to love folks. You got to care for folks. Huh? Amen. 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 You know, it'd probably be a good idea. I'm 55. I started to say 56. 55. I'll be there, but just stop. Amen. But if the Lord tarries, there'll probably come a time in my life. There could be a time in my life. I hope not. But I could find myself before I leave this world in a nursing home. It could happen to me. It could happen to you. And if I ever go there, you know what I want? I want somebody to come see me. Huh? I want somebody to visit me. But now, if I were to end up there, and I ain't never took none of my time to go visit nobody there, then I couldn't say a whole lot if nobody ever walked in to visit me. There's people in that place that don't ever have a visitor. And there's sometimes stories behind those situations. They're pitiful, but there's a lot of times stories behind that. During life, they were too busy. They never took time to care for nobody, not even their own family, not their own children. And that's why a lot of times once they get somewhere like that, they're just abandoned. They ain't seen none of their kin folks in years. Amen. But I'm telling you, there's something about this right here. Amen. There's a reaping and sowing. Amen. That the Bible talks to us about. And if you reap, you sow, you can reap. Amen. And I'll be honest with Brother James, I hope I never end up there. But if I do, I'm going to tell you something. If you're still on this side, I'm expecting you to come see me. Huh? Amen. If I ever end up there, I'm expecting somebody to come see me. Come on here now.
Amen. I don't go as much as I need to probably sometimes, but I'm telling you, thank God I've made it an intention, amen, to do that through the years, not just since I've been pastoring. Amen. We first got saved, amen. Not long after we got saved, we started doing that kind of stuff. Amen. What is pure religion all about? Amen. Is it about this? Amen. It does involve this. Yeah. Amen. Is it about this? It involves every aspect of our life. But he's narrowing it down here. He said, listen, it don't matter what you got here. If you ain't got care, amen, for people and love for people, everything else is worthless anyhow. Because everything else is born out of that love and care for people. Huh? Amen. So he said, here it is right here. Here's pure religion. Here's pure religion. Amen. Visit the fatherless and the widows in their affliction. Part two of pure religion, he says, to keep himself unspotted from the world. And you thought you could slip in without holiness. Huh? Hey, amen. You thought you could join up with this and that and the other and still make it. James, pure religion, the kind that gets you to heaven, amen, is the kind that makes you stay unspotted from the world. Come on here. Listen, amen, you can't run down and join up with the Masons and their secret societies and handshakes and their secret oaths and their wicked living. Come on here now, amen, and expect to slip in a side door in heaven. Can't do it. Can't do it. You can't go out and be a part of everything that goes on in the world. Amen. I mean, everything the world's doing. Come on now. Amen. He said, stay unspotted from the world. This is pure religion. Amen. And really, one way you can say that right there, amen, pure religion is them that have a desire or love and a care for others and them that are willing to live sanctified, willing to live separated from the world. Come on now. Amen. Separation, sanctification. This is pure religion, and this is the kind that will get you to heaven. Amen. This right here is the kind that the blood of Jesus bought. This is what the blood will do for a man. It'll make somebody that hates begin to love. It'll make stingy people, selfish people, into giving people and caring people. Amen. Yes, it will. Amen. It'll turn them completely inside out, upside down. Amen. And make them what nobody ever thought they could be. That's what the blood will do for them. Amen. 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 People that just involved in this, drinking and drugs and you name it, amen, all kind of wicked living. I mean, it'll make them walk right. Amen. Stay unspotted from the world. Live a sanctified life. And I'm telling you, when it's all said and done, this right here is what God's looking for out of our life. Can we do that? Yes, we can. Because here's what God's requiring. And God's not requiring nothing that He is not enabling us to do. Amen. Pure religion. Just two aspects here that he's dealing with. There's more. But these two right here tell a whole lot about who we are and what we are. Amen. Right here tells a whole lot about who we are and what we are. Listen, it's a busy world. I know that. We all know that. It's a busy world. But let's not get too busy. Huh? Let's not get too busy. Amen. It's an uncaring world. And I realize, you listen, amen, that phone, there are a lot of time messages on there. Sometimes I respond back, sometimes I don't, because here's the reason why. Amen. Again, you can't just spend. Nobody got enough money to do that. And that's a lot of time all people want. They're just looking another hand at. You can't, that is not what he's talking about here. Amen. That ain't what he's talking about. But when you know there's a legitimate need in somebody's life and you know it's right, amen, ain't no messing around. It's a real need. Amen. And you can't just turn and walk away from that. Ignore it. Not if Christ didn't. Amen. And we can't either if we belong to him. But at the same time, we've got to live right. Amen. It's not all about benevolence. A lot of people, listen, the Salvation Army, and I'm closing, the Salvation Army, when the Salvation Army first got their start, with William Booth, they would march them streets of some of the gutters, the slums. Amen. They'd shout and pray and preach and sing, and conviction would fall. And I mean, people would come out of those houses of ill repute, and I mean, under conviction, and get saved right in the street. And God was helping them, amen. And then through the years, the Salvation Army just became, amen, just a benevolent society. We're just taking up money to try to help people that don't have clothes or house got burned up or, you know, this problem or that problem. And that's all good.
But you still got to have that other part, keeping yourself unspotted from the world. Amen. Pure religion. Stand with me. Amen. That was a little different this morning, and maybe we'll shout tonight. I don't know. But I'm telling you, I want a pure religion. I want a pure religion. I want to bear my soul before God and let God judge it now. And let God deal with me about my life right now. And if there's anything in my life that I need to rein in, put right now is the time to do it. Right now is the time to get it done. Amen. There's some things. I'm not talking about wickedness and ungodly sin. But all I'm telling you, there's some things that I see in my own life. I say, oh, God, I need some help right here. I need some help right here. I'd like to do better here. Amen. And God help me. And God will help you if you'll let Him. If you'll let Him help you. Amen. He'll help you. Amen. I want the pure religion, don't you? I mean, I ain't interested in spending my time in church. Huh? I'm not interested in just coming, spending time, and just for the sake of doing it, to make myself feel good. I mean, I want what's right. I mean, I don't go to the dinner table. Amen. Just, well, that smells good. Huh? I want to be a partaker. Amen. Come on now. Same over this. I don't just say, well, it's right, it's good, amen, all that. I want it inside of me. Amen. God bless you. Let's come find some place to pray before we come to a close here this morning. God help us. We want pure religion.